We'll call the Plan Commission meeting in order. Ask the clerk to read the roll.
Mike Polakoff.
Here.
Michael Serpy.
Here.
Wayne Kessel's excused. Deb Skard is excused. Judy Giuliana.
Here.
Bill Stobig.
Here.
John Skalbeck's excused. Brock Williamson.
Here.
Michelle Burnett.
Here.
Terry Rice. Here.
Quorum present. Consider the approval of the October 28th minutes.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for approval of the October 28th minutes. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the ayes have it. Correspondence, Jean.
I have none this evening.
Okay. Citizens' comments. If you're here to speak on one of the two public hearings, you can hold your comment until that item is called. Or if you wish to address this commission, now is your opportunity to do so. We'd ask that you give your name and address for the record. Anybody wishing to speak? Anybody wishing to speak? We'll close citizens' comments. New business. Public hearing and consideration of a conditional use permit. Jean?
So, Chairman Serby, I don't see if Wayne Kessel's coming this evening, then Mr. Rice could sit up at the dais and participate as part of the public process.
Wayne is usually here by now.
So he usually is. So this is a public hearing in consideration of a conditional use permit at the request of Daniel Seguim on behalf of the property owners of the City View Manufactured Home Park to renovate the existing office so that the building can be utilized year-round by the community manager of the housing community located at 4303 75th Street. Under the public hearing comments and as part of the public hearing record, the village staff has compiled a listing of findings, exhibits, and conclusions regarding the petitioner's request as presented and described below. And under the findings of fact, number one, the petitioner is requesting a conditional use permit to renovate the existing office so that the building can be utilized year-round by the community manager of the City View Manufactured Home Park, located at 4303 75th Street, provided as exhibit one. Two, the property is located within U.S. Public Land Survey Section 11, Township 1 North, Range 22 East, in the village of Pleasant Prairie, Kenosha County, Wisconsin. It's further identified as tax parcel number 914-122-111-0026. Number three, the property is zoned R12, Manufactured Home, Mobile Home Park Subdivision, which allows for a sales and management office with approval of a conditional use permit approved by the Plan Commission. Number four, on January 10th, 2000, the Plan Commission approved a conditional use permit grant 0001, Exhibit 2, that allowed the building, approximately 310 square feet, to be used as a sales and management office to operate one day per week with business hours between 9 a.m. and 1 o'clock p.m. Number five, the new owners are proposing to renovate this building and to utilize year-round by the manager. Number six, the office renovations project includes the following exterior changes. One, to modify the existing entry door to meet current ADA code for opening clearance, install an aluminum and glass door and frame. Two, replace existing windows with energy-efficient vinyl sliders and replacement of a side entry storm door and frame. And three, upgrade exterior wall lighting to LED energy-efficient fixture by the entry door areas. This lighting should not cause a glare or nuisance to any adjacent residents or onto the adjacent public highway. In addition, a small sign that indicates the office hours may be placed at the entry. Number seven, the following interior changes include one, to update and provide HVAC, plumbing, and electrical service. Two, painting of the ceiling, walls, doors, frames, trim, and installing new vinyl planking floors. And three, provide a new manager's office area, provide a new transaction countertop, and provide a new resident seating area. Number eight, this small building is considered a non-conforming structure in that it does not meet the current 65-foot setback for the building. As a non-conforming structure, interior modifications are allowed. However, no expansion or addition is allowed unless the setback requirements are being met. Furthermore, if the structure is removed or destroyed, then it could not be rebuilt in the same location based on the current zoning ordinance requirements. Number 9, at this time, no improvements are being made to the existing parking area other than the maintenance and patching and striping. No work is planned for the fenced-in area that is currently being used as a parking area adjacent to this building and to store recreational vehicles in the western parking lot. This area will be evaluated when the Wisconsin Department of Transportation completes its final plans and acquires the additional right-of-way for Highway 50 widening project, which will impact this property. A combination of new fencing and landscaping will be required to screen the parking areas. 10, pursuant to the current 60% State Trunk Highway 50 plans provided to the village from WISDOT, they will be acquiring additional right-of-way and sloping easements to complete any grading associated with the Highway 50 project. This is provided as Exhibit 3 and shown on the slide. This work will impact the paved areas in the property, but it does not appear that the improvements will require this building to be removed. However, after the Highway 50 work is complete, this building will be closer to the property line adjacent to Highway 50, and some site improvements may be likely. Number 11, notices were sent to adjacent property owners via regular mail on October 24, 2019, and the required notice was published in the Kenosha News on October 28, 2019, and November 4, 2019. Number 12, the petitioner was emailed a copy of the Plan Commission Memorandum on November 11, 2019. Number 13, according to the Village Zoning Ordinance, the Plan Commission shall not approve a conditional use permit unless they find, after viewing the findings of fact, the application and the related materials and the information presented at the public hearing this evening, that the project as planned will not violate the intent or purpose of the village ordinance, and it meets the minimum standards for the granting of a conditional use permit. With that, I'd like to continue the public hearing. And I'm not sure if the petitioner is represented this evening. Here he is.
Dan, do you have anything to add to this? Anything to add?
No, that's correct. And also, we are
just
going
Dan, name an address for the record, please.
Oh, my name is Daniel Sequel. I'm the senior project manager of RHP Properties. I'll be the project manager that would be managing the project if it's given the permission. We also discovered that the walls have no insulation, so we've added an upgraded blown-in insulation for the walls to do it. And we're also doing a high-efficiency multi-unit heat pump to heat the building with a backup electric baseboard heat in the event that the heat pump temperature drops below 20 degrees. So we've also added a couple of other things in the event that we weren't able to use the heat pump.
So if we have any other comments or questions, we'll bring you back up. This is a matter for public hearing. Anybody wishing to speak? Anybody else wishing to speak? We'll close that. When did the sale of this property take place, and who's the owner? Don't get too comfortable, Dan.
I thought somebody else might want to come up. So I kind of relate to check. We purchased the property, I believe, in February of this year. The transaction was completed, and the titles were transferred to our corporation.
Where are they located?
Our corporation, our main office is in Farmington Hills, Michigan.
And you're going to be on site here?
Yes.
You're going to live here then?
I'm going to live here?
Yeah.
No, sir. I'm based out of our corporate office.
Okay. So you're just here for the project? And
I'm here to oversee the project. Yes.
All right. Okay.
How many units are in that development?
I couldn't tell you offhand, sir, because I work on a national level for the corporation. I can research that database, and I can forward that email on to the office.
More than 50? Less than 100?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I believe that is a retirement.
You can look at it.
Also, sir.
Okay, that's good.
Okay. Any other comments or questions?
Yeah. So is there a lot of turnover there? Is that kind of why they feel they have to be open more days of the week?
No, but we want to. Typically, we always have an on-site staff to deal with the day-to-day issues that are arisen in the community. We feel that a presence in the community is more viable for the residents to address any concerns that are arisen on a daily basis instead of like a 1 hour per day or 1 hour per week meeting time, where if you can't meet that time for whatever reason, now your issues can't be addressed accordingly.
Okay.
So we like to have an on-site presence and a manager there to take care of the maintenance and also to address all the residents' concerns.
Okay.
Okay. And is it a typical park where they own the trailer and then you guys rent them the space?
Yes,
or?
Yes, that's correct. They own most of the homes in that community are privately owned, sir, and that they do rent just a lot of space for us, in which we maintain and are the property owners to take care of the property.
Now, are you guys, now that you're new ownership, does that trump whatever original rental agreements the old owners had, or are they kind of...
I don't know. I'm on the construction side, sir, so that's on the day-to-day operations. So that's, I'm in a different division. So basically, I just oversee all of the capital expenditures, the improvements that are due to the properties when we buy them. We like to improve them and to do the updates on the community to get them back up to our corporate standards. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Mike? Currently there's a homeowner's or an owner's residence there on the site. Is that...
Private residence that utilizes our driveway as an access. I believe you are correct, sir. Our plan and intent this year was to also do, we did some major entrance work. I don't know if anybody's been through the community, but we spent a substantial amount of money repairing the main entrance drive coming in, the one that's adjacent between the storage lot and the community clubhouse. We also came in and corrected a lot of the tripping hazards in the community on the sidewalks. So we wanted to get that done first and foremost. We knew that the permitting on the building was going to be something that was going to be subject to review by your board. So we didn't want to do any of the repair work to the lot as to speak, because we're also going to have to channel cut the asphalt and burrow down to connect into the sewers if we get the approval to proceed with the project. So we were planning on doing the repair work to the parking lot and also the repair work that was mentioned on the 50 expansion next year in our budget area. Once we get the permits going and the plumbing's all done into the building, this way we can do a full depth repair on the asphalt parking area.
Okay. Well, is the residence just empty now? Was the previous owner's residence?
There was a resident there this summer when I was there reviewing the property and doing an evaluation of what had to be done.
All right. Do we know if that's...
There was a person living in the private residence adjacent to that parking lot.
That would be a rental property now.
I would believe that would be a rental property. Okay. Sure, you are correct.
Okay. Is that reflected on our plans?
What reflected on the plans?
That what was the owner's residence is now a rental property.
I think it's a separate parcel. We're pulling up the plat right now. That's what we're working on.
I believe it's a separate parcel.
Okay.
City view. Is that Ernie Scioto's property?
Yes.
Yes, it exists as a separate parcel.
Any other comments or questions?
It does exist as a separate parcel.
It's actually shown right to you. It's a drawing.
Any other comments or questions? What's your pleasure?
I move approval for the conditional use permit.
A second.
With staff comments.
Motion made and seconded for approval of the conditional use permits. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the ayes have it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. I appreciate it.
Item B, public hearing and consideration of a zoning text amendment. Who's got that?
I'll be taking that. This is an application to amend and correct the 118th Avenue State Trunk Highway 50 Planning and Development Overlay Ordinance to adjust the open space requirements for Lot 2 and 3 to match the approved plans that are attached to the PUD ordinance. This relates to the property at 7520 118th and the vacant property to the west of 7540 118th Avenue. On the screen, you can see the square building is that's Walgreens. And then La Quinta is the L-shaped building, and then the vacant property to the west of La Quinta. Those are the three properties that are in question. On October 14, 2019, the Plan Commission approved Resolution 19-14 to initiate an amendment to correct the 118th Avenue State Trunk Highway Plan Unit Development Ordinance. In 2004, the Village Board adopted Ordinance Number 04-27, related to the redevelopment of these three properties located at the southwest corner of 118th Avenue and State Trunk Highway 50. Again, they include the Walgreens, which is on Lot 2, La Quinta is on Lot 4, and the vacant property east of La Quinta is referenced as Lot 3. In addition, the Village Board adopted minor modifications to this PUD in 2009 and in 2011 related to building colors and materials for La Quinta and pavement setbacks as a result of the DOT acquiring additional right-of-way to both the Walgreens and the La Quinta property. Earlier this year, it was brought to the Village's attention that Exhibit B of the text related to the open space was inconsistent with the development specifically on the Walgreens and Lot 2 and on Lot 3. The PUD text indicated Lot 2 shall not be less than 30%, whereas on the attached plans, what was constructed, they had 28%. Lot 3, the open space should not be less than 29%, where the final plans that were adopted indicate 36%. This came to our attention as part of a property request letter from Walgreens. They must have either refinanced or the property had sold, and they noted that the PUD text and the PUD attachments were inconsistent. They brought that to our attention. So this PUD amendment corrects so that the text and the maps, as the maps were what was constructed, are consistent.
So a housekeeping item.
Yes.
This is a matter for public hearing. Anybody wishing to speak? Anybody wishing to speak? We'll close the public hearing and open up to comments and questions. What's your pleasure?
Move to approve the zoning text amendment as presented.
Second.
Yes. Motion made and seconded for approval of the zoning text amendment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the ayes have it. Thank you. Item C for Nexus is a preliminary site and operational plan. Who's got this?
I do. This is the request of Ken Music on behalf of Nexus Pharmaceuticals for preliminary site and operational plan approval for the building shell for their new manufacturing facility to be located at 10300 128th Avenue in the Prairie Highlands Corporate Park. Nexus Pharmaceuticals is proposing to construct a three-story pharmaceutical manufacturing facility containing approximately 84,450 square feet on a 16-acre property located at 10300 128th Avenue in the Prairie Highlands Corporate Park. On August 12, 2019, the Plan Commission conditionally approved the preliminary site and operational plans for the site grading, underground utilities, footing, and foundation work for the proposed facility. At this time, the petitioner is now requesting the Plan Commission approval of the preliminary site and operational plans in order to construct the building shell. The final site and operational plans for all the interior building plans and all previously reviewed and approved elements of the project will come with the final project of the site and operational. Nexus Pharmaceuticals, a privately held U.S.-based healthcare company, specializes in innovative processes to make difficult-to-manufacture specialty and generic drugs that are easy to use, less labor-intensive, and more streamlined in practice. Nexus ensures that its high-quality FDA-approved drugs fulfill a critical unmet medical need and delivers dependable, life-saving treatment options when and where they are needed most. Nexus was founded in 2003 and initially operated as a virtual company. As the company grew, more functionality was subsequently brought in-house, and in 2018, the company relocated its headquarters and laboratories to a newly renovated facility in Lincolnshire, Illinois. At this time, all product development, quality control, quality assurance, regulatory functions, and some business functions are carried out at that Lincolnshire location. The facility in Pleasant Prairie will be used for the manufacturing of aseptic liquid and lyophilized products, as well as terminally sterilized liquid products. Specifically, Nexus will manufacture sterile injectable pharmaceutical products, which will be used in various medical applications. The products will be produced and filled in a liquid state, with some products undergoing this process in order to provide a long-term stable application as a freeze-dried product. Overall, annual production volumes are projected to be in the range of 10 million vials per year for the first phase of the facility, depending on business needs. However, plant capacity can be increased with adjustments to the operating plan. All direct product contact equipment will be compatible with the products and non-reactive so as to not impact product quality.
Inspection, labeling, and packaging equipment will also be located within the facility. The first floor will be allocated to warehousing, inspection, labeling, packaging, utilities, maintenance areas, office space, locker areas, and lunchroom. The second floor will be designated to the manufacturing process with formulation, equipment, and component preparation, filling and freeze-drying and capping activities. The second floor will also house the microbiology lab as well as an in-process chemistry lab. The third floor of the building will be outfitted with HVAC and equipment control cabinets. This project represents the first of several planned future expansions at the site. Upon FDA approval of the facility and related processes, Nexus will start commercial production operations, which are anticipated to occur in 2022. General plant-based utilities will include boilers, chillers, air compressors, etc. Processed water will be generated via vapor compression and distillation. USP-grade nitrogen will be supplied by an outside vendor and stored on-site in qualified tanks to be subsequently used in the manufacturing process. The HVAC system will provide temperature control and incorporate humidification as well as dehumidification to keep controlled and classified areas within defined specifications. Raw materials for the formulation, including the active pharmaceutical ingredients and associated expectorants, will be stored in secure control locations, as will the primary packaging and the secondary packaging components required for the manufacturing process. All material will be used on a first-in, first-out basis with inventory levels sufficient to maintain a minimum 3-month supply of goods. Finished product will be stored on-site until released by the Quality Assurance Department, at which point it will be sent to distribution centers for shipment to U.S.-based hospital sites. It is anticipated that the finished product will not be held for more than 45 days on-site. The bulk of the solid waste material will be cardboard from incoming shipments of components used in the manufacturing process. A compactor will be used to bale the cardboard. It is also expected that Nexus will produce an average of 1 bale of cardboard per day. Additional solid waste material related to the manufacturing process would include any unused glass vials and rubber stoppers. These quantities are typically minimal. Other unused components from the filling process, which would require disposal, would include a small amounts of disposable tubing, bags, and filters associated with the manufacturing of each batch. The building will be equipped with doors controlled by electronic badge readers to ensure only authorized employees enter. Receptionist security station at the lobby will allow for visitor and delivery access control. Security officers will be contract personnel. Additional security measures will be employed to comply with DEA requirements necessary due to the handling of small quantities of scheduled drugs on site. Measures include locked storage vaults, security cameras, and access being restricted to a limited number of authorized employees. Nexus, being regulated by the FDA and subject to CGMP regulations, will employ maintenance strategies to assist that their products are safe, effective, and pure. All building structures, site improvements, and processes will be structurally sound, neat, well cared for, and aesthetically attractive. Nexus will employ highly skilled maintenance personnel to maintain their internal processes and use a mix of Nexus and contracted resources for things such as exterior building maintenance, landscaping, parking lots, etc. It's anticipated that this first phase will employ 70 full-time and 5 part-time employees working 3 shifts. Initially, they intend to operate a 5-day work week with 2 shifts and a skeleton crew on 3rd shift to oversee any equipment running overnight. It is anticipated that there will be an average of 100 daily automobile trips and an average of 3 truck trips to and from the site. Just from a site logistics, there's a small amount of wetlands on the southern property line and the west property line that are currently zoned C1, Lowland Resource Conservancy District. All the wetlands on the property will remain unchanged and not filled. As noted above, upon FDA approval of the facility and related processes, Nexus anticipates to start commercial production operations in 2022. With that, we do have a representative here from Nexus, Mike, if you have any specific questions on how things are going.
Anything to add?
She did a fine job.
We think so, too. I have a question. What is the exterior makeup of that building? What materials are used?
A combination of high-quality
Just metal. Your name.
Sorry, my name is Mike Timko, 820 111th Street, Pleasant Prairie.
Okay.
High-quality metal primarily, but also curtain wall glass and some stone components.
The exterior is going to be metal?
For the most part.
It's an insulated architectural metal panel, similar to what we allowed for on the Aurora building, and will be permitted in some areas on the Aurora building as well.
Let's be complemented with stone and glass.
Correct.
And the future buildings are going to be of the same?
Same quality, same. So they all look the same.
It would be an extension of the same building. It wouldn't be a separate building.
Okay. All right. Any comments or questions? What's your pleasure?
Move to approve the preliminary site and operational plan subject to the comments and conditions.
Second. Motion made and seconded for for approval of the preliminary site and operational plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those guys have it. Thank you. Look forward to the construction.
Thank you.
I think you already know what it's like to live in Pleasant Prairie, so I can't, you know, I'm not going to try and sell you on a thing, but... But I think the people moving up here will see the quality of life will be well worth the move, and the tax savings will be an additional benefit. So, looking forward to the future. Item D, Plan Commission Resolution 1915.
Mr. Chairman, this is Resolution 19-15 to initiate zoning text amendments. The Plan Commission can initiate a petition for the amendments of the zoning ordinance, which could include rezoning of property, change in the zoning district boundaries, or a change in the text of the ordinance. The zoning fees imposed by the village for zoning permits and applications are proposed to be evaluated and amended as recommended by the village staff. The purpose of this resolution then is to have the Plan Commission initiate and petition to amend the village zoning ordinance as it relates to zoning permit and application fees, that the proposed changes in the text are hereby being referred to the village staff for further study and recommendation. And then the Plan Commission, as you know, by this resolution, is not making any decisions regarding the merits of the proposed changes, but is rather only initiating the process by which the proposed changes could be advanced back to the Plan Commission for a public hearing for those changes to be promptly evaluated.
We're looking for approval on this. Let's set it.
Move to approve Plan Commission Resolution 19.5.
Second.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for approval of Resolution 1915. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Adjournment.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Thank you.
Thank you.